All right, everyone. Where do you think the largest ski jumping structure in the world is located? Nope, not Bavaria, not Switzerland, not Scandinavia. It's Ironwood's Copper Peak in the Upper Peninsula at 469 feet, a place where ski jumpers, ski flyers, soar through the air at over 65 miles an hour. Copper Peak was built in 1970. The last ski flying competition happened there in 1994. But plans are afoot to renovate the ski jump for a contest in September 2017. Bob Jacquart is with us now. He's chair of the Copper Peak Organizing Committee. So good to have you with us, Bob.
Hello, Cindy. I'm happy to be here.
Now, the gap between 1994 and 2017, that's a pretty big gap. Why was there such a long hiatus between competitions?
Well, in 1994, the tournament was almost canceled or somewhat canceled, and it left them in a bad deficit. So they were in the hole, struggled to get out of it by selling tickets to the adventure ride. I think there might be some people in your listening audience that have probably been to the top of Copper Peak, paid $20, and taken a wonderful chairlift ride and then an elevator ride to the top. So they've been doing that. And the board members that have been volunteering for the last 20-plus years have basically been selling Copper Peak as an adventure ride, waiting for something, an opening or something to happen for them.
So this idea that there's actually going to be a Federation of International Skiing event coming in 2017 is a real boost.
Yes, it's a real boost to everybody. I mean, the world of ski jumping has become very large in Europe. It's the most watched winter sport in Europe right now. Hmm. Imagine they don't have the NHL and they don't have the NFL and they don't have college hockey, and the big sports names in Europe are the ski jumpers now. And the World Cup circuit, which is the grand champions and the high elite athletes, they don't jump right now in the United States, ever.
So getting them over here is a big deal.
Yes, from both sides. It's a great deal for us, but it's a great deal for Europe. And so Europe is going to see Copper Peak in Ironwood, Michigan for the first time in a long time. And this is the first time that Copper Peak has had the World Cup athletes on the jump. Even though it's big and it's been grand and it's been around a long time, the World Cup circuit has never fully had a full meet on Copper Peak yet. And this will be the first one.
Give us a sense of the difference between ski jumping and then ski flying.
Okay. That's easy if you can just imagine distance. And the lip of the takeoff and down to the bottom of the heel is the measurement that's used to measure a ski jump. And in the Olympics, they jump 90 meters is called the normal hill, and 120 meters is called the large hill. And that's what they get gold medals and silver medals and bronze medals, two different events.
Okay.
90, 120, and Copper Peak is 180. It's monstrously bigger.
Mm. So ski flying is what? Ski jumping on steroids?
Yes. It's actually when a ski jump distance surpasses 180 meters, it becomes ski flying.
Got it.
And there are only five, now six, in the circuit hills that surpass 180 meters.
What kind of renovations need to happen before Copper Peak is ready for these jumpers in 2017?
Well, the fun part about it is we're going to do it in the summertime. We're going to do it without snow. And to make that happen, first of all, the rules in FIS were that no ski flying hill shall be allowed to put, they call it plastic or an artificial surface, on it. And in October, we were given the right to be the only ski flying hill in the world to have a summer surface on it. So that had to happen first. And then there's a plastic track that's put up on the takeoffs instead of a track made and packed in with snow for your skis to go in. The athletes are on a plastic track that is like a water slide.
Huh.
There's water pouring on it, and they're in a little white plastic track. And the fun, exciting, daring part about it is they spray WD-40 on the bottom of their skis before they jump. That's their ski wax. And so basically they go down a water slide, but it gives them unbelievable consistency of speed. It's the same speed every time. Doesn't make a difference what the temperature is. There's no snow conditions to worry about. And then they land on artificial green-colored grass that doesn't stick up like grass does vertically. It's laying horizontally. It looks like an artificial grass roof on a hut in the tropics. It looks like a bunch of hula skirts laying down on top of shingled up, and it's sprinkled and wet. and they land on that.
That explains why they can do this contest in September. Where's the money coming from to get all this done? How's it being paid for?
Well, we're at that point right now. We've done estimates. We've hired a large marketing company that's familiar with the Super Bowl and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and the Men's Final Four, and there's a big fundraising campaign starting, and it's basically starting in Lansing, in the hub of our state. We believe that the cameras will be on Copper Peak, and they will be saying, "Welcome to Michigan." And we're hoping that there's some good, that not only can we do something great for our community and our region up here in the Upper Peninsula, but we can also bring that huge international audience to Michigan. And when they think about Michigan, you may know that as well as anybody. When you say you're from Michigan, nobody ever says, "Are you from Ironwood?" They always say, "Are you from Detroit or Lansing or Ann Arbor, or which football team do you cheer for?" There's never a reference to the Upper Peninsula. So we're going to hope to do that backwards, where when they do say Michigan, they do think about our great industrial site as well as the beautiful place the Upper Peninsula is.
Bob Jacquart is chair of the organizing committee of Copper Peak, getting it all ready for a new lease on life in time for a Federation of International Ski Jumping event in September of 2017. Well, we'll keep our ear to the ground and keep us posted on how the progress goes. And I'm sure September 2017 will be here before you know it, Bob.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks so much for reaching out to us. We really appreciate it.